Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, March 28th. For many of us, it's spring break, so I hope that if you're on spring break, you're having a relaxing time. Thanks for tuning in anyway. And if you're not on spring break, I pray that today would bring many blessings, even if abundant rest is not one of them. Today, we're going to read Joshua chapter 24. Now, I know we have just zoomed through Joshua, but if you look through the headings of the different chapters in Joshua, this is about the people conquering the land and then all the kings that were defeated and then the little hiccups along the way. And in Joshua 24, we get to the covenant renewed at Shechem. So all the people have established themselves in their land and they've come together. He's assembling the tribes and he's going to give them a call of renewal of the covenant. Remember, there was the covenant with Abraham, and now Joshua is going to remind them, hey, you have to obey God's law in order to receive the blessings. One of the titles in the Old Testament theology book says this: the God who requires ongoing commitment. And I thought that was so good, and just a challenge to us that God requires ongoing commitment. Okay, the covenant renewed at Shechem, Joshua 24 in the New International Version. Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River and worshiped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from the land beyond the Euphrates and led him throughout Canaan and gave him many descendants. I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. I assigned the hill country of Seir to Esau, but Jacob and his family went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I afflicted the Egyptians by what I did there, and I brought you out. When I brought your people out of Egypt, you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued them with chariots and horsemen as far as the Red Sea. But they cried to the Lord for help, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians. He brought the sea over them and covered them. You saw with your own eyes what I did to the Egyptians. Then you lived in the wilderness for a long time. I brought you to the land of the Amorites who lived east of the Jordan. They fought against you, but I gave them into your hands. I destroyed them from before you, and you took possession of their land. When Balak, son of Zippor, the king of Moab, prepared to fight against Israel, he sent for Balaam, son of Beor, to put a curse on you. But I would not listen to Balaam, so he blessed you again and again, and I delivered you out of his hand. Then you crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho. The citizens of Jericho fought against you, as did also the Amorites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, Girgashites, Hivites, and Jebusites. But I gave them into your hands. I sent the hornet ahead of you, which drove them out before you, also the two Amorite kings. You did not do it with your own sword and bow. So I gave you a land on which you did not toil and cities you did not build, and you live in them and eat from vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord and serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites, who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord, because he is our God. Joshua said to the people, you are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after he has been good to you. But the people said to Joshua, no, we will serve the Lord. Then Joshua said, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord. Yes, we are witnesses, they replied. Now then, said Joshua, throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, we will serve the Lord our God and obey him. On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people, and there at Shechem, he reaffirmed for them decrees and laws. And Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak near the holy place of the Lord. See, he said to all the people, this stone will be a witness against us. It has heard all the words the Lord has said to us. It will be a witness against you if you are untrue to your God. Then Joshua dismissed the people, each to their own inheritance. After these things, Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110, and they buried him in the land of his inheritance at Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gaash. Israel served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him and who had experienced everything the Lord had done for Israel. And Joseph's bones, which the Israelites had brought up from Egypt, were buried at Shechem in the tract of land that Jacob bought for 100 pieces of silver from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. This became the inheritance of Joseph's descendants. And Eleazar, son of Aaron, died and was buried at Gibeah, which had been allotted to his son Phinehas in the hill country of Ephraim. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's word together. Joshua challenges the people of Israel, and he challenges us. Choose today whom you will serve. He reminds the people it's going to be hard. He almost tries to talk them out of it. He's like, you know, you're not going to be able to do this. God is holy. He's jealous. And, you know, if you sin against him, there will be consequences. But the people reaffirm their commitment to the Lord. And I think this is a challenge to us to renew our commitment to the Lord as well. Will you pray with me? Father, God of all comfort, deliverer, we thank you for the stories of Scripture. We're reminded again and again of your acts on behalf of the Israelites and your acts on behalf of us as believers. Lord, we eat from vineyards and olive groves that we did not plant, and we want to say thank you. We ask, Lord, that by your Holy Spirit, we would fear you and serve you with all faithfulness, that we would rid our lives of idols, and that we would wholeheartedly live our lives for you. Help us to be a people who are holy as you are holy. Help us to be a people who are jealous for your glory. Lord, you have been so good to us. And we thank you for the story of Scripture and the warning that it gives us. We renew today our commitment to serve you and you alone. We ask, Lord, that you would give us the power to obey and the strength to persevere in the faith. And we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.